What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back from a small, tiny hiatus. Not the big A word today, from a small, tiny hiatus with the dog. And this is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show, coming at you from the O, coming at you from the U, the L, and the C. That is the Undisclosed Location Central. And who's at these Undisclosed Location Central, ladies and gentlemen, is what we like to call the Resistance Fighters. Huh. Question. Hark. Who are Resistance Fighters? Let me introduce the crew. Coming at you from somewhere in Paris with leaves and water in the background, we have the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like gloomy clouds to an Orlando sky.
You don't look like you're in a gloomy cloud. Look, you're somewhere in Wee Wee.
Not Wee Wee. CC.
CC. Oh, okay. Not to be confused with us. All right. And the man who put the sounds through your eardrums, we like to make him with a brand new shirt on that's old. He is the one. He is the only PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the lid to a jar of olives.
Oh, damn. I don't like olives.
Oh, I love olives.
They're not good for anything.
Yes.
And also, they're
good for a martini.
Ooh. Yeah. Your teeny what?
Huh?
Your teeny what? You just set that
You're
up.
You're punny.
Really. Speaking of funny, there's a person here, one of the resistance fighters. He needs a personal manager, a personal chef, a personal assistant, and he's been traveling all over the world, sticking his head out the window. He is the one. He is the only. My man, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm doing pretty good, and yeah, I'm a plot. If you feel like you could be my personal assistant, chef, and also like do my laundry and bed maker, I'll submit your applications because I am sick of doing things for myself.
Damn, do you want to just do when you wake up in the morning? Do you want somebody to say breathe, or that's something that's a human reaction?
No, I can do that part, but like
dress,
get I up. Just generally just kind of wander through life and don't really know where I should be or what needs to get done. So I just need an assistant to tell me those things.
Hey, we need the car washed, or we need a grass cut, or we need this picture hung.
Yeah. That's now I will be. I will get annoyed by you telling me. So that's part of the job.
Wait, hold on. That's kind of what they like to see in the community.
Occupational hazard.
Occupational hazard. I would say that's counterproductive. Like you have a hire a personal assistant to tell you when it's time. I know you hate this. When it's time to eat. And they come to you and say, "Oh, Chad, there's time to eat," and you'll be annoyed and mad at them.
Yeah, don't you think when it comes to the eating thing, we should just listen to our stomachs? Shouldn't we let our stomachs get growly and then eat? No. Otherwise, isn't our mind eating?
Yeah, no,
that's a topic for another time. But yeah, I thought about that on the drive over here.
Okay, all right, well,
but I'm sticking pretty good, guys, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope we have a great show.
Thank you. All right, and so rounding off the resistance fighters, this is the man, the reason we are here. This is the one, the only voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I was going to say I'm sticking with just two words, the outfit. It's a show on Netflix that is the best thing I've seen in probably 20 years. Yeah.
Oh, really?
The Outfit.
What's it about?
It's some kind of fashion show.
It's all done in one room. There's no action. It's just pure acting. It's really done extremely well.
It's a show in one room, you guys. Yeah, that sounds intriguing.
It takes place in a tailor shop, actually. And you have to kind of settle in, and once you stick with it for like 5 or 10 minutes, and it'll grab you, and then it'll just take you places you haven't been in a while. And
where does it grab you?
Yeah,
it grabs you in the brain.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
But I was going to say two words.
How do you do that?
They do it. What? You watch The Outfit. Two words, The Outfit. But now I'm sticking to the idea that I actually have a personal assistant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Expound?
Yeah, someone to tell me there's stuff that needs to be done.
Oh, the expression on his face changed ever so slightly right when he said that. Say it again. What does your assistant do?
Tells you when you have stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah, it's really. So yeah. So we should tell Hanging Chad, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Exactly.
Very, very careful.
Very, very good. Well, we got an exciting, exciting award-deserving show for you today. And before we do that, we'd like to do some housekeeping things, such as we are the only caller-driven show where you can pretend to call and give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Now, I have a bone to pick with our listening audience.
Uh-oh.
We pay a lot of money for that phone line, and it's collecting a lot of dust. It's like a vacuum cleaner now. All it does is collect dust. It's collect dust. So you guys need to get on that line and holler, or maybe our people in marketing and research needs to get out there and talk about the number more so people will hit it up.
We should get rid of the number and then give raises to our staff.
Yeah, but
great idea.
No, but see, that's like they call it. What's the word? Like a big shrimp.
Jumbo.
No, it's an anaponderia, not an anaponderia. What's that word? It's a
anaponderia. I got to write that one down.
Okay, it's like it's the opposite of what it really means.
Oxymoron.
Yeah, that's it. It's oxymoron, because if we get rid of the number, then how can we have people call us? And then if we give you guys, if the staff gets more money, then you will not earn it because the people won't call. Onomatopoeia.
No. Hey, well, he said the wrong word correctly that time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed.
I like onoponawea better.
All right, so we like to talk, or still like to talk about, three lovely things.
The past, FCR. The present, and the future.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So if you hear one of our topics about the past, the present, and future, you know you're listening to the right podcast, which is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. So I think that we should go ahead and just start kicking things off and get started with a not topic changing music, but how about the big A word of the day?
Ooh.
What about the
word of the day? It's the word of the day.
Uh-oh. And we already do it, isn't it? Onoponawea?
Really?
All right. No, we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we're not gonna go into a deep, long thesaurus about this or a conversation about this. But that was early. I'm just gonna say that was real early.
That's correct.
I was getting ready to do the ooh ooh hand grab, and you had already said it so early. Cause it goes word of the day, ooh ooh.
Before you say the word, can we welcome our long lost play like guests.
But we can't see him or hear him.
Yeah, so we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's true. It could, okay. It could be a fake.
Oh, darn, he's gone again.
See?
Oh. Is that a resistance fighter that I don't know about?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, forgotten.
Yes.
There we go.
He might be back. He might be
and
back.
He comes in with sports, and we need sports at this time.
Ooh. Oh, another goodness, one!
Look at Holly. Listen, we're in the middle of the Big A word of the day.
Right, look, we mentioned one time that we're going to give all the resistance fighters a raise, and they all start showing up.
Yeah, so just know. Funny?
Here you go.
Exactly. As soon as we mention income increase, all these resistance fighters start resisting and showing up.
I think we should ask him what the big word of the day is.
No.
No, we should welcome. Kim to the award deserving Stock of the Mic show. Miss Kim, how you sticking? Are you available? Are you right now? You on mute, but we'll let that ride. Oh my, what happened?
Jeez, what are you doing?
No, that's not what Kim? I wanted to. I didn't mean to do that. What? I didn't mean. I hit the wrong button. I meant.
To I'm sticking like somebody who thought I did something to the show but didn't. So now I sticking like somebody who's relieved.
I don't know, but at the top of that Google list was about Viagra. So
yeah, really. That's what I was. I was like, "Whoa!"
You're screwing up my segment.
Okay, I'm just.
No, I think you are screwing up your segment.
I am. This is true.
All right, so welcome to the
Niagara. Will fix that.
Welcome, Kimberly. We're glad to have you at your undisclosed location, and you already mentioned how you're sticking. So you came in just in time for us to do the big giant word of the day. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you think that Billy was on time or not?
Of course.
Okay, sure. All right. Well, here is the big A word of the day. I'm going to play it. How many times am I going to play it, PW?
Three times.
And voice of reason. I'm going to play it in total what?
Total reliability.
Yes. Silence.
Total hanging chad. You win. There it is. Okay, so let's play. I'm going to play the big A word of the day. It's what we do on the show where we try to educate and mold your mind and bring you into another different dimension. So here is the big A word of the day, which I will play three times.
Obdurate. Obdurate.
Ah.
Obdurate.
All right.
Did I spell it correctly? It doesn't work.
You're blurry. Obdurate. How about obdurate?
No, it's not under it. It's
obdurate.
Obdurate. Obdurate. So now as we try to educate the minds of our people, can we? Yeah, obdurate. That is spelled correctly. I'll go ask our resistance fighters who are pining the Webster Dictionary right now in their mind. Hanging Chad, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Come back to me. I'm thinking.
All right. Well, how about you, voice of reason?
Yeah, come back to me. I'm thinking.
All right. How about you, Miss Kim?
It has something to do with time.
Obdurate.
This is a guess.
Well, it's kind of obvious when you say it has something to do with. I'm sorry. I shouldn't
say. Yeah, it's just a guess. So it has something to do with time.
All right. How about you, Miss Billies?
Stubborn.
And
that's what I was gonna say.
PWs?
Oh, I think it's when they obdurate on your appendix.
Obdurate.
Oh, yeah, and honestly, my guess, that was a total guess. My word, I'm sorry, I didn't even think about it. I don't know, but my guess is that it means stubborn.
No, that's stultify. What you was last week?
No, stultify. That means I bring the happiness down.
That's right.
Stultify. All right, Hanging Chad, have you still thinking?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Billy, to be, like, overtly stubborn and hard to work with.
Oh.
Obdurate.
And how about you, voice of reason?
I think it's easy to get along with, going along with very easily. I think it's the opposite of obstinate. Standing against. Endure is enduring.
Oh.
You just threw another definition of some random word in his definition.
He did. He was just talking until he got tired.
By the way, you put gas in a car.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word, we normally wait to the end of the show, but I'm so excited that we need to go ahead and get past this because we do other things. So obdurate, it means, now you guys tell me whether one of you guys said it correctly. It means, it's a formal word, which means resistance to persuasion.
No, kind of. I and Billy and I are pretty close.
No, that's the definition of stubborn.
And yeah. Stubborn is in there too. Usually used to describe someone who is stubborn and not willing to change.
Yeah.
That was an absolute guess.
I wish I'd said it first so people don't think I just copied Billy's paper, but
I know he didn't copy.
I'm not sure that's right, Spike.
Does it mention appendix in there at all?
Obduration?
I'm sad because I thought that, you know, being obstinate or in any way resistant or stubborn was going to be too obvious. So,
look.
I thought I was being clever.
But Kim.
Oh, Chad's just looking stuff up.
The word is
obdurate.
Obdurate.
Yeah.
It got nothing to do with obstinates. I think they're
the same thing.
It's like nearly the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, can we take a pause real quick?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, Gas Man, what's happening? You're on mute. Are you available for this week's podcast?
It's not sticking.
Back on mute.
You're back on mute. So I totally ignore you because my phone is blowing up. Somebody's texting and I haven't a chance. I can't read. I also didn't get the text this morning.
Okay.
All right. Gas Man. So we're going to continue on with the show and maybe Gas Man will get past his technical difficulties. All right. So let's keep going with some more housekeeping things. Do you guys know what national day this is? This one is a little weak for me.
Well, Billy does.
I shouldn't say weak.
It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Absolutely no.
Darn.
It is National Medal of Honor Day.
Medal of Honor Day, huh?
So this is a day you're supposed to walk around and recognize people who got Medal of Honors recipients. So I guess I don't know how that happens, but walk around and do that.
Okay.
Well, with that being said,
for 5Ks.
yeah, really, Gasparillas and things like that.
Yeah.
I think I got a good conduct medal. Does that count?
It's they're honoring you with something, right?
Well, yeah, it's my conduct.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, let's get this show started with what we like to do called topic changing music.
Oh gosh, that means I have to press a button. All right, we're ready to have some kind of a topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show. Oh, I wish I had a voice.
I like to call this topic here. Choosy Flyers, Choose Jif.
Okay.
Choosy Flyers, Choose Jif.
Right. Well, this is a story here, and I want to know how the resistance fighters feel about this and what would be your opinion. A dude by the name of Patrick Neb, he's a podcaster. Well, he stored up things about this topic. When he went to the airport and he tried to board the plane, they decided he had a jar of Jiffy peanut butter.
Mm.
And the security this was the conversation between the TSA and him. TSA people saying, sorry, no liquids or gels or aerosols are allowed on the plane.
Yeah.
And he asked, this is peanut butter. And of course they confiscated his jar of peanut butter. And so I have to ask the resistance fighters, do you see peanut butter as liquid, gels, or aerosols? And I'll start out with you, Billy, since you are sustaining it.
I consider peanut butter to be a solid.
So would you let it on the plane?
Yes.
All right. How about you, Hanging Chad?
I consider it a solid and I absolutely would not let it on the plane. And this is why. You can hide a knife in a jar of peanut butter.
That's true.
But it's x-rayed.
You would still see the knife in the x-ray.
No, x-ray machines cannot see through Jif. Everybody knows this.
That's why choosy mothers choose it. Yeah,
choosy mothers choose it because they hide stuff in them.
All right. So, hey, anyway, so Gas Man, whenever you're ready, man, just hit unmute and join in. voice of reason, what would be your opinion on this TSA peanut butter fiasco?
I consider peanut butter to be plastique explosive.
Ooh, good one. I got that. How about you, Miss Kims?
I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of peanut butter not being able to pass through TSA before, but I mean, I don't think reason is wrong.
Is cream cheese a liquid?
No, it's plastic explosive.
That takes refrigeration, so I would go with no, because explosives are usually hot.
What?
I hurt myself.
Science.
Ask us to blow anything up.
Science. And where was this guy going that he could not get Jif peanut butter at the grocery store?
Everywhere you go, you can buy stuff where you land.
Right.
Like I can go to wherever city and buy a big jar of Jergens. Water, but I can't take it on the plane.
So he could be like, if he's traveling to Europe. They don't usually eat peanut butter. That's not an easy thing to find in European grocery stores.
All right. So there.
Stultify.
PWs, what say you?
I think it's a gel, because if you put it in your hair, you can make your hair stand up.
Oh, and you know what else that people are not thinking about? Peanut allergies.
Yeah, that was another point to it. Yeah, they don't even serve peanuts on planes anymore. They used to.
Right.
No, they still give you peanuts.
They still do, yeah.
They don't. They give you like...
No, they don't. Well, not the ones that I've been on lately. No,
I've been on peanuts anymore.
I was just on a plane.
Maybe international flights.
I was on a plane back in around Christmas time, and they gave us peanuts.
Well, don't be obdurate.
Okay.
Stop being obdurate.
So to finish this story is, the TSA defended their decision not to let this guy on here with peanut butter by saying, this is the definition of liquid to them. Liquid has no definite shape, and it takes the shape of the containers that it's in. AKA, or a la a, peanut butter takes the shape of the peanut butter jar.
Yep, there you go.
That's one of the dumbest get out of here is you got to give me that.
No.
Yeah, but I've opened a jar of peanut butter and there's like liquid oil on the top.
Yeah.
No, that is dumb because it's only if you melt it.
It's porous. It's not porous. It pours.
But if you melt it. If I turn over a can of or a jar of peanut butter, nothing comes out.
Really?
Yeah. No. Open a natural, there are natural peanut butters where you have to mix it all.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Jif.
Let's just be honest. Like, if peanut butter got all over the inside of a plane, and if you were a flight attendant, that'd be a pain to try to wipe up. There's not enough wet naps on that plane to get that stickiness up.
So, Hanging Chad, you're saying that it could be a hazard material where you can take over a plane, kidnap a plane with a jar of
peanut butter? I'm saying this dude just needs to eat a cookie.
Jeez, but
or whatever they're gonna give them.
It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, so you know.
But the guy also also said, "Well, is nacho cheese liquid?"
No, it's not my cheese.
It's not yours. So can I take cheese on the plane? I guess he was just trying to get through these loopholes.
Loopholes.
I'd like to suggest something that is great to take on a plane to eat.
What, please?
A Cuban sandwich. Oh my God! Everybody gets jealous. They see you whip out that Cuban sandwich.
Probably smells.
Wait, is the purpose to make people jealous?
No, that's not.
That's why I go on a plane.
Look what I've got!
Wow,
you guys have little tiny pretzels in a bag, and I have
y'all gonna be so jealous on Thursday of me. You're gonna be so jealous.
Yeah. Are you going to take a Cuban sandwich on a plane with you?
I am going to fly.
No? Where are you going to?
An undisclosed location.
In Pennsylvania.
Now I am jealous.
Sister is.
Billy, your homework for your travels is get a jar of peanut butter.
block of cream cheese,
a Cuban sandwich, and we'll see which one gets on the plate.
And a block of cream cheese, and see which one you can get on with.
Yeah, really, and say this is not a liquid, all right? And record it as you get confiscated. Oh, and also to finish out the study, put a knife inside the jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And see if it shows up on the X-ray.
Okay, I'll do that. I have one.
Do that for science.
Like a regular size. So a regular size jar of peanut butter. I have a knife, like a paring knife that I can put in there. It would be perfect. Yeah.
You know that, like CIA.
And then I'll smooth it out on the top. Yeah.
I'm not bailing you out, Billy.
maybe a big jar of peanut butter and put a gun in it.
Now he's just being stultified, or whatever the word is.
Her location will be undisclosed once we see her on
life. Signs of life.
Hold on a second. Let's try this. Gas man, are you here? Are we dreaming?
You tell me. Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the FOMO missing gas man. He has been on assignment. We hadn't seen him in a couple of while.
A couple while.
So, Gasman, since I know you've been trying to get on the show real quickly, what is your opinion on peanut butter on a plane?
No backstory.
How many ounces you have. You only got 3.5 ounces.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to fall for that old weak peanut butter in the jar thing. Why can't I take a big jar of peanut butter?
But I'm just going by the TSA rules.
Oh, so you heard it, but it's not.
I think this discussion is closed.
Yeah, I think you just shut it down. But before you close it, are we creamy or are we crunchy?
I'm creamy. I don't like creamy.
I like crunchy.
Are you kidding? I can't do creamy. I like crunchy.
Yeah, really. Gotta eat crunchy.
Once you do crunchy, creamy seems like fake.
No.
You probably drink orange juice with pulp in it, don't you?
I do. I like all my things with little bits. I like
orange
all my things with bits.
With bugs. How do you know whether or not it's bugs or not?
Exactly.
What do bugs have anything to do with it?
You could be drinking bugs.
You could be drinking bugs even if there's no pulp.
So, like they say, all that don't kill you will fill you up. So
I can see PW. I can see those two at about 3 years old, and you give them some orange juice with pulp in it.
Oh yeah, it's bugs. Oh, hey, it's got bugs.
I had a special trick. I would ask for a straw, and then I would pinch the straw to keep the pulp from.
No, do you know orange juice without pulp reminds me of powdered concentrate on orange juice. Like if I have pulp, then I know it's real.
Just call it Tang.
Yeah. What about freshly squeezed orange juice? Who doesn't like that?
I need to ask Chad that next time you have orange juice with pulp in it, look at the ingredients, and you're going to find that there's grape skin in there because they use grapes to create the pulp. Because actual fresh squeezed orange juice does not have anywhere near as much pulp as what you get in the pulp.
Also, the way they extract grapes is not what you think either.
Isn't grape skin good for you?
Sure.
But isn't grape?
It's added. You want added texture to your drink?
I like added texture to a lot of the things, I guess, because I like pulp and I like crunchy.
I never knew that grape had nuts until I saw that Kellogg's.
I mean, if it's a male grape. It's a male. Oh, that was joke of the week. It was a male grape.
I used to eat grape nuts, but I put a whole cup of sugar in it when I was a kid, and I thought it was good.
Yeah,
what's not good with a cup of sugar?
Exactly.
All right, so we're halfway through the show, so let's go ahead and take up another topic change in music. Take up another topic.
All right, did we actually have a topic? Oh, yes, it was... Putting a knife in peanut butter on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Okay, I like to call this topic here, what? No tongue?
What? No tongue?
Right now, this is...
Oh, man.
kind of different and kind of creepy. But, you know, the resistance fighters will have a say about this.
I'm already disturbed.
I hope this is about kissing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It is. There's the, because of the strict rules over in China with the isolation and the lockdowns, there was a very smart guy who went to Beijing Film Academy School. He developed this app and this device that's inspired him. It's called a kissing device. And let me explain what it does.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
It is it's an app that you download on your phone and you add a little device to it and it has lips. So you and your partner on the other side of the phone, y'all download the app and y'all mimic kissing. And this thing pretends like you're kissing each other. And he said he had a girlfriend and he couldn't meet her over this long period of time of the COVID shutdown. So he developed this app. Now, and you can order the doggone thing in different colors and all this kind of things. But when he say we first launched it, it started out for, it was like $55 a piece. He, in 2 weeks after he released his doggone thing, he received 20,000 orders. And he says he can't keep up with the demand.
Oh my gosh.
I wish, I meant to show you guys a picture of this, but I have to ask.
Imagine if it had a tongue.
Yeah. Yes, this device that says in deaf is available in several colors and in same sex unilips. I have no idea what that means. So I guess you can get it with a mustache and sometimes without, or I don't know. But they got a lot of mixed reviews about it. Some people were saying it was great. Some people were intrigued about it. But
we have to figure out a way for all these facial expressions to make noise.
I mean, I'm kind of intrigued
right now.
I'm kind of intrigued. So what's the name of it?
Let me go back
to look it up.
Anyway, the biggest complaint was it had a lack of tongue. So
yeah, now it's just lips. Yes. in like a little box.
I can't. And
both you and the person at the other end kiss your little box. And you feel like you're kissing each other.
I can't.
It's called the MUA. It's the MUA. It's named for the sound that makes MUA.
Ew. Oh, no. Oh, my God. No.
Yes, that is it.
That
right
looks like the end of a
okay. All right. Sorry. Yeah. So this looks like something you get off of, you know.
Yeah, really.
Can you show me that again?
No.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Oh, where'd it go?
You hip.
Oh, it probably went in my cart.
He went.
Whoops.
And you attach it to your phone. Attach it to your phone, and then you and the other person at the end, y'all hit, let's do it, and it.
Okay, wait, that's the dude doing it right there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay. All right. So here's my. Oh, you can ask our opinion about this.
Yes. Not Jewish.
Okay. Well, it says, "Hanging Chad, you're starting out of the gate about it. Tell me, explain what you feel about that."
So I'm pretty excited about this topic. Do I think it's weird? Yes. But if it came in the mail, or I found it on my table, I mean, I'd have to try it. But I don't think I would buy it. And I don't think I would. It seems a little weird. And I'm not much of a kisser anyway. I usually have to kiss things one time and then I'm like, okay.
Well, eventually you could have your personal assistant kiss it. Yeah.
He just says, I have to kiss things one time.
he doesn't have to kiss them again after.
I'm not a big kisser.
Just once is enough.
It seems gross. But I'm a one-time trier, if you know what I mean.
Gotta be tried. Okay. All right. Kim, what is your opinion on the MUA?
It is so creepy. It's just creepy. It's just super creepy.
Okay. If no one ever knew you ever tried it and it was at your house, would you try it?
I know.
I think you would. You're just too embarrassed to say yes
maybe,
on the show.
Maybe if I was taking it out of the package. No, I don't know. I think I'm worried
yes,
about.
Yes, you
I'm
would.
Worried about,
a
like,
little bit of a nudge. We
it.
Could get you to kiss this inhaler. Like a lip thing.
Really? How about you, Gas Man?
No, I don't see the point. I would agree with Kim. That's just too weird. What you gonna kiss fake lips? What do you get out of that?
It simulates
the other person. Fake lips. Where were they?
Okay, so both parties have their phones and they're FaceTiming each other with this thing attached. So they're kissing it at the same time. So it's like they're kissing. It feels like they're kissing each other over the phone. That's the whole idea.
That's the whole idea.
Okay.
No, I'm out.
Right, voice the reason.
Hell, I think it's wonderful. It's
yes, voice. Yes.
It's just one more thing that'll make young people become closer to their cell phones. So, yeah, great, fantastic.
All right, this point. This is just wasted air right here. EW, what say you?
Well, I think if your girlfriend's lips smelled like a rubber ball. It'd be perfect.
It's a perfect device to give your significant other that you're tired of kissing this machine and be like, here, just kiss this.
Yeah, I can send you that. Do it later while I'm gone. Yeah. Really? Okay. All right. Well, that was something creepy, and I kind of knew you guys would be creeped out about it.
That's a good one. That's right up there with
me.
The TV. Remember the TV?
You said no, Billy.
Did I?
Yeah.
I just said it with my face. My facial was
maybe crying. We assumed it wasn't yes.
Yeah, really.
Chad, what was that TV thing we did?
Yeah, there's a TV thing that was creepy. That was a good topic. It was the smelling TV thing.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
All right. So since we're done with the creepy no tongue thing, I think it's time to do one of my favorites. And I know you guys want to do your homework, but I want to do Okay Boomer.
Oh, okay.
That's my new favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to do Okay Boomer. Let's do it.
How many boomers are in this group? Only one, right? Two.
I think everybody.
Thank you, Kim. Me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Wait, no, three. There's three.
W, did you hit it?
No, I didn't.
Well, did you want to hit it or we just start playing? And then, so we're going to pick one of the resistance fighters to be the boomer. And because we had new people here, I am going to pick him.
Okay. I'm not a boomer.
You're going
to few years off.
I'm yeah, nervous, really. But, okay. Hey, PW, what say you? Did we just start and you just can't play the music?
I can't find the music.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, let's sing it. Okay,
you guessed
boomer.
It.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer.
You can do it,
okay.
Boomer. You
okay.
Guessed it.
For the music.
Okay, boomer. You guessed it.
You
right.
Guessed it.
So here, this is how
I have to do.
Our new game is Okay Boomer is that.
It's so fun.
I'm going to give you a word, Kim, what the kids say.
Oh, okay.
You lock it in and don't tell us. And then you're going when you have that word locked in, what you think you know the meaning is, we're going to ask the resistance fighters, okay. Will you get it Okay Boomer or No Way Boomer?
Okay.
Wait. Everyone's going to.
Right.
We're going to guess whether or not you have it correct or not.
Oh, okay, Boomer, you got it. Or no, yeah. Boomer.
Right. No way, Boomer. You don't know what that means.
Okay. I'm going to score zero. But
and Kim, don't give it away with facial expressions. Just say, yes, I got locked in or not locked in, okay?
Whatever first your one, definition is, whatever you think it means.
First one to three. How about this? It's okay, Kimberly. What do the kids mean when they say chuggy, chuggy, what do you think the kids mean when they say chuggy? Let me know when you think you know what it is.
Okay, I got it.
All right, PW, okay boomer, no way boomer.
Oh, no way boomer.
All right, Billy?
No way boomer.
How about you, voice of reason?
We did this one last time, but no way, Boomer.
No way.
Hey, you didn't do Chuggy.
No way, Boomer.
All right. And how about you, Gas Man? Will Kimberly know what Chuggy, what's the word I just said?
Chuggy.
Chuggy means.
Okay, Boomer. She coaches kids. She knows the kids. Okay, Boomer. She's got it.
Okay. All right, Kim, what do kids mean when they say the word chuggy?
I think it means cute.
Okay, here's the definition of cute. It means anything that's considered uncool, untrendy, or people that deliberately stick to their old trends. So the point goes to PW. A point goes to Billy. A point goes to Hanging Chad, Voice of Reason, and Gas Man. You get nothing. You lose nothing. Everything. All right. Okay. Kimberly, what do you think the kids mean when they say no cap?
No, no cap.
What do you think the kids mean when they say no cap?
Got it.
You know, you locked in. Locked in?
I'm locked in.
Gas Man, no way or okay?
No way.
How about you, Voice of Reason?
No, sorry, Boomer.
How about you, Hanging Chad?
Okay, Boomer.
And Billy?
No way, Boomer.
And how about you, PW?
No way.
Wow. So right now, Kimberly, no one, a lot of people don't think that you know what the kids mean when they say no cap. What do you think the kids mean when they say that?
No lie.
She put in no lie. The definition of streets means doesn't not lie. No lie. It emphasizes the statement is isn't a lie. So, a point goes to Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad gets 1 point. So that means he is now at 2. PW is at 1. Billy's at 1. And the Gasman, you still on 0.
No, Gasman got it right. He said yes way, Boomer.
He said no way.
No, he said no way.
No way. All right.
He said she ain't paying attention. She got the first one wrong.
playing the odds.
Yeah.
How about this one, Miss Kim? What does it mean when the kids say 86?
Oh.
86. Think about it and let me know what you think when the kids say 86.
Okay,
let me know when you're locked in.
Locked in. Do I have a choice of saying not locked in?
No.
I probably should have asked that at the beginning.
I'm going to say no way, Boomer.
I'm locked in.
Okay, you are locked in.
I don't know, I think she gave that one away. All right, so let's go around the room. Billy, will she know what the kids say when they say 86?
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, PW, what say you?
Yeah, she'll know that one.
She'll know that one. And Hanging Chad?
Okay, Boomer.
This is for the win. This is Hanging Chad for the win. Voice of Reason, what say you?
Yeah, even I know. This is old as the hills. Kim knows what 86 is.
Okay, Gas Man, what say you for a point?
I'm going to stick with No Way Boomer.
No Way Boomer. Okay.
Morning. You got to love voice. Yeah. Voice like, yeah, this is ancient. Sure, Kim will know.
Well, she may be in that gap in between where she doesn't know. That's
all right, so this is to give the Gas Man his first point. Miss Kimberly, what do the kids mean when they say 86?
Gone, out, none left.
Well, sort of.
Okay, that's right. Okay. No, so this is the definition that the kids say when it says it's an informal word that means to eject, dismiss, or remove.
86 it.
Yeah.
So you guys give it to her?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It is like removed from like able to be picked.
As a verb. Gone.
Removed from the menu in a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. It originated as removing it from a menu.
Well, 86 means throw it overboard.
Oh, so if you guys are going to give her that one, then this means that this week's OK Boomer champion is the one, the only, Hanging Chad.
Wow.
Hanging Chad, really.
Very excited. Gasman lost faith in me.
And now usually is when the time when we would play the theme song.
Exactly, yeah.
But
that means I should have a button that says OK Boomer on it.
or I should find the email that I sent you, then I can just play it. But I
okay, boomer. Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
You're okay.
You guessed it.
Okay. You guessed it. You figured it all out. You figured it all out.
You figured it out. That's
that's it. Not you guessed it.
Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer, you got it figured out.
Yeah. Oh, so you found it. Good job.
I did find it.
That was good. All right, so.
How many of us were born 65 or earlier?
I think two of us.
When you're saying earlier, that means before 65 or after?
Earlier than 65. How is that
previous?
After 65?
Before.
Right, daddy.
Okay. Oh, wait, I'm way past 65.
Reasonable X, and I can't remember what year Spike as well. So Spike is also a boomer, technically.
So boomers are before 65 or after?
Before.
Before, born at 65 or before 65.
So people born in 1913.
I thought 65 was beginning of...
No, 1913 is before boomers.
The baby boom occurred
at
the end of World War II.
That helped.
So it's the late 40s is when it starts.
Correct.
So people and then, 40 to 65 are boomers?
I think 47.
Not age, years. Years.
I don't know what that means.
The actual calendar year, not age.
65.
Right. So if I was born in 1950, am I a boomer?
Yes. Very much so.
If I was born in 47, I'm a boomer.
Yes.
And I'm born in 64, I'm a boomer.
Yes.
Correct. I don't think that's right.
Well, that what happened?
Look it up.
They were born during the baby boom. That's why they're a boomer.
You're being very obdurate right now.
Like, after World War II, the GIs wanted nothing more.
Definitely.
And to have a peaceful life, come home, get jobs, have babies, have a normal life like their parents did.
And it's 64, not 65. 65 is the beginning of Generation X.
And did they not have
according
like...
According to
I think they're different. 65 is one I see most often.
Did they have like prevention back then?
Did they have who?
Like prophylactics?
Kissing lips?
Is that the right word?
Yes.
Do they have condoms? Do they have condoms and like...
Yes. I can look up when condoms were invented. I think condoms were invented in ancient Egypt, I think.
Yeah. In antiquity.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so back to this boomer thing. And I'm saying this for our listening audience in case they don't know. So anybody, let's say I was born in 45. Mm-hmm. So at 61, I'm an adult. So I have a kid. See, I thought the boomers were the kids of old people.
No. Those are millennials and like
boomers are old people.
Yeah. So my kid is a
you're a boomer.
I'm a boomer, so she's a bammer.
When was your kid born?
91.
91? They are Gen
X.
Gen Z.
No, they're not. No, the
millennial. Sorry, they're still millennial. Gen Z actually starts the end of the 90s.
Right.
So,
millennials
are the kids today.
They were born.
No, millennials are actually getting older. The millennials are like in their early 30s, late.
There's a new one now. There's a new one beyond millennial.
Lazy.
My son is a Gen Z.
So let me ask.
No, there's one beyond that.
Oh, really?
Born with your son?
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask this question. So
Dylan is a millennial.
No, he's Gen Z.
He was born during the millennium change.
Yeah, the term millennial crosses a few of them.
Correct.
So let me ask you this. So these categories of people, is it a time period, like 10-year period or 20-year period, or just when somebody decided to do it?
Generation usually means 25 years.
Generation
is 25 years.
Oh, I thought it was... what's 10?
A decade.
Hey, can I read them off to you guys real fast?
Go ahead.
Sure. Gen Z is right. 95 to 2012.
So, the greatest generation was born 1901 to 1924. The silent generation was born 1925 to 1945. The baby boomer generation, born 1946 to 1964. Generation X, born 1965 to 1979. Millennials, born 1980 to 1994. Generation Z, born 1995 to 2012. And the new one is Gen Alpha, born 2013 to 2025.
They've labeled this one just, in the future. That's crazy.
They just made this thing up because the years are different. Up. Yeah, that's true too. But the years aren't consistent. Like Gasman said, 25 years, and then one of the people was only like 7 years.
It's not a standard amount of years for this naming of the generation.
It's driven by war, economy, marketing, all that crap. It has nothing to do with a set amount of years.
Years.
It has to do with what's going on in the world at that time.
Oh, see, I knew all this. I'm just saying this for the other people.
Yeah, that's nice of you, Spike, because I didn't understand it until you got these guys to explain
it. It's how the generation captures a personality, the factors that create that personality.
Yeah.
Well, which generation had this?
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. That is forbidden on this damn show. You know that, right? So forbidden. All right. Since the show is nearing end, we don't have that much time. Billy had. I think she did her homework. So
I did.
So let's go ahead and give her her flowers. So Billy.
Damn.
Let's do your homework. And there's normally a button, but we haven't got the audio corrected. So, Billy, what was your homework involved?
My homework is this day in history.
This day in history.
Correct.
And, I can press the button if you want.
I know which one you're going to press, too. I know which one you're going to press.
It goes on for a long time. No.
I'm just going to press, condom style.
This day in history.
Condom style.
Open condom style.
Open condom style.
Wow.
Yes,
that's how the generation got started.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And now, this day in history, brought to you by Billy.
So, some of you got a little sneak peek, but actually our listeners didn't get a sneak peek. So, so there was a very important medical, breakthrough. It was a breakthrough. It was approved by the FDA on this day.
When they obdurated my appendix.
Yes.
No.
Open condom style.
So does anybody have a guess what it was?
We're gonna let the new resistance fighters do, because some of us got a peek.
Okay,
I was late.
Hanging Chad, you can't play.
Why?
Because you won
the other contest.
Oh. No.
Why does that have to do with anything?
You saw that separate
contest.
Reasonable can't play either. This is pretty much only Gasman and Kim.
Really?
Oh.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions first?
Yes, I have a question because people were talking over her when she was announcing it. So it was approved by the Food and Drug Administration on this day. And that's the only information that you've given us.
Correct. On this day in history.
We had a hint about it before the show or while the show was going on?
While the show was going on before you joined late.
Oh, well, then I have no idea. I'm just going to say the birth control pill.
So, Gasman,
do you have a guess?
Oh, now I remember.
I'm gonna say the cure for modern nucleosis, the kissing disease.
All right, okay, wait. Okay, here's your hint, and I'll let you guess again. It happened in 1998.
Oh, 98.
Hangy Chad, you want to give us a clue?
Yeah, here's your clue.
for our viewing, for our
the blue pill.
He demonstrated his finger going from a bent position to a straight position.
Not arthritis medication, but
not arthritis medication.
I thought you was
correct. The little blue pill Viagra was approved by the FDA on this day in history in 1998.
Thank
you
very much.
Oh,
correct.
Wait, wasn't it developed for something else?
I think it was developed for, yes. I didn't look this up.
Discovery.
The headaches.
Mm-hmm. No, it was, blood, it was pressure, blood pressure, I thought. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was for being able to point in a certain direction.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Also, it was a mistake, just like sticky notes was a mistake.
I if you took 10 of them at one time, you walked around like this.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Well,
for up to 4 hours. Call your doctor if it
lasts longer than 4 hours. Correct.
You can also do deep knee bends. It'll take the blood away. You don't have to call a doctor. Just do deep knee bends. What happened? And it'll redirect the blood. From what I heard, I don't know. About
Interesting.
Good. That's good to know, though.
Deep knee bends.
Yeah, knee bends, like squats. Yeah, like squats. Hindu squats, yeah. Free squats.
And would that distract you?
It redirects the blood because it goes to your legs. It takes the pump away.
Yeah, like if you're...
takes the pump away.
Lightheaded. Uh-huh. The blood all of a sudden goes, whoa, we got these legs to go to.
Yeah, that I imagine that happens to me because it's just like, you know... Takes a lot of blood.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
TMI.
What are we talking about?
What has happened?
We're talking about stultifying deep knee bends.
No, that was not stultifying deep knee bends. Nice, that was making them interesting for once.
Or obligate.
But the deep knee bends, he says, are stultifying.
So if you see somebody doing deep knee bends, it's been 4 hours.
It's been 4 hours. And they're either trying that or to make it go away.
They never miss a leg day. I never miss a leg day.
Go away. Please go away, Mike.
Never miss leg day. You don't want chicken leg.
You don't even have to go to the gym for leg day anymore. You're just doing it in your living room.
Yeah. Really. There you go. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we'll do what we do best is go around the room and ask the resistance fighters what stuck with them. And I'll start out with you, my man, PW. PW, what stuck with you?
A paring knife in my peanut butter.
Two knives in your peanut butter?
A paring knife.
Oh, and I said a pair of knives.
No, paring.
Okay. How about, why can't you put a regular knife? Why can't
have? Because Billy said paring knife for some reason.
She
was looking
small,
for a knife that would fit.
Small. Yeah.
That would fit into the and not be exposed when you opened up the jar.
Oh, okay. Well, then open up the jar, Billy. What stuck with you?
That peanut butter is a deadly weapon.
Yes.
Going around the room. How about you hanging Chad? I don't want you last. I'm looking at the voice of reason and now why I call you. But I guess I could have used your name and nobody would have never known, would they? All right. Voice of reason, what's stuck with you?
Well, that somebody would even try to take peanut butter on their carry-on package in an airplane. Just put it in your baggage.
I don't check baggage.
Oh. Well,
ooh, all right then. How about you, Miss Billy? What stuck with you? Miss Kim, what stuck with you?
The homework that I did that I didn't get to talk about.
Oh,
okay. Save it.
Well, you lost with the OK Boomer, so that's fine. That is awesome.
Wait, I lost it? I didn't lose it.
You're right. Hey, Gas Man, what stuck with you today?
I figured out how to fix the video on my thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And your audio. Yeah, really. I know. Thanks for getting up. I know you had a rough night. And my man,
yep.
Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, what's stuck with you?
I think with April Fool's coming up, I might have to switch out my buddy's inhaler with one of these.
Well, it is in your cart. Your job.
15 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate the Resistance Fighters for hanging out with me and making this is what we like to call the number one award-deserving show. I'm out. One.